Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
One of the things that I've noticed about all of this coronavirus coverage and everything associated therewith is it's actually giving me a little bit of anxiety.
Should we both be staying home? Should we not be interacting with the public?
I'm a fairly healthy 22-year-old. However, I do have asthma. I have to wonder, should I be worried?
I don't know. It's very scary.
Living in a pandemic can be scary, isolating, overwhelming. I know this and I say this because I feel it too. Because I've been reporting on this outbreak for months now, it's been more challenging. I worry about my daughters at home. I worry about my parents who are in their 70s. I call them every day. I work in a hospital. And when I think sometimes about how it's going to get worse before it gets better, it keeps me up at night. That's why in this episode today, I invited my friend, Dr. Deepak Chopra, to share some wisdom and help us answer the question, how do we cope in these times of uncertainty? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent, and this is Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction. Deepak, thank you again.
Sure, Sanjay, anytime. We're watching you all the time on the news. Thanks for bringing all the facts out without the drama.
Yeah, right. Facts are important and less drama, I agree. But let me start off by asking you, because I think you are the person many people turn to, especially during times of anxiety and uncertainty. It is an unsettling time, Deepak. How are you coping?
I'm doing very well. You know, I start my day with a little bit of silence and three or four intentions. So the first intention is, I'm going to maintain a joyful, energetic body today. The second intention is loving and compassionate heart today. The third intention is reflective and quiet and creative and centered mind today. And the fourth intention is lightness and of being and laughter today, whatever it takes. So joyful, energetic body, loving, compassionate heart, reflective, alert mind, and lightness of being and humor and celebration and laughter and music and poetry, and you start to feel better.
I love that, and I imagine a lot of people will rewind the podcast a little bit and listen to that part again, your body, your mind, these intentions. And I also really appreciate this idea that to slow down your thoughts, sometimes you slow down your breath, and the slowing down of thoughts follows. But in terms of staying up to date on what's happening with this pandemic, the news media is constantly churning out updates and information. I know that it can seem overwhelming. How much do you think is too much, or how do you sort of modulate how much information you're taking in?
I think it's enough to check in twice a day, but not to be obsessed with the news cycle. And you should ask yourself, what is it doing to your internal dialogue? And if your internal dialogue is turbulent and also at this moment leading to some irrational impulses and panic, then you should definitely not engage or decrease the amount of engagement.
One thing I want to ask, and I get this question a lot, there is no antiviral therapeutic for this. There's no vaccine for this. But we all have the capability to enhance our own immune system. What do you recommend people do to enhance and bolster up their own immune system?
Number one, make sure, please, that you get good sleep. Secondly, manage your stress, no matter what methodology you use. I personally practice meditation and body awareness and vipassana and breathing, but movement, even in the house, 10,000 steps, 5,000, 7,000 steps, taking short breaks of just putting the pause button, even if you do it for 5 minutes and do nothing. If you sit quietly with your eyes closed and do nothing, absolutely, what is called choiceless awareness, your body will calm down. If you slow your breath, your thoughts will slow down as well. So simple things, stress management.
You'll be happy to know, Deepak, I've been calling my parents more than ever. You've met them, and they were worried, you know, because they've been told to essentially stay home. We can't visit them. But we've actually done a good job of staying in touch, and it's been really nice. You know, I haven't asked them this question, but if the narrative is, look, if you're young and healthy, you'll be okay, but the elderly people, 70s and 80s in particular, have a lot to worry about. I just wondered, how did that strike you when you first heard these reports?
You know, I've always maintained that one can be older and yet biologically very fit, and I've maintained a lifestyle throughout my life that actually is proof that one can do that. But the fact is, this is not a moment to panic because of statistics. And as you know, statistics don't apply to an individual, they apply to an average, and we should not be fooled by statistics. We can always find ourselves on the good side of this statistic, and that's the way to deal with the situation.
Do you distinguish your approach in terms of how you convey knowledge and information, whether it be an adult versus a child? As you know, I have three girls, Deepak, 14, 12, and 11.
I think one has to be very careful, and one has to be authentic, and one has to not hide the facts, even from your children, especially teenagers. And but your mood will reflect on them, you know, as you know, that emotions are contagious, and especially children feel that from their parents. If they see their parents panicking, then of course they'll panic.
I hope everybody heard this point that Deepak just made. I mean, it's so important. It's one of the most common questions I get. How should I talk to my kids about this? And maybe the right question is, how should I act around my kids with regard to this? And really valuable. Let me just add as well, as we wind up, that we are all in this together. And I've been struck by this, Deepak. I've noticed some remarkable acts of kindness as well. People who will walk through a public door and then wipe the handle after they leave. People who will inquire on to neighbors' well-being, especially elderly, and make sure they could purchase groceries for them if they can't get out of the house. In some ways, you know, sometimes a common threat can galvanize a population, it seems.
I think you're absolutely right. So these things are happening. There are social networks that are cropping up all over. We've created our own at our foundation. And we are also creating the ability to raise funds for those who are financially not able to afford simple things like a daily meal or nutrition. And there are food camps cropping up all over the place as well. And there are many things that many people are doing in this area. And those of us who are more fortunate right now have the opportunity to help those who are not.
No matter what you're feeling, try to maintain empathy for others. The person delivering your takeout is not only concerned for their health and safety, they're probably wondering if they'll have a job tomorrow. So gratitude goes a long way. Tip as much as you can. Check in on your neighbors. There's this quote attributed to the writer Mark Twain, which says something like, "The best way to cheer yourself up is to cheer up someone else." I love that. We're in this together, so let's help each other out. Finally, if you have any questions, please record them as a voice memo and email them to asksanjay@cnn.com. We might even include them in the podcast. And remember, head to cnn.com/coronavirus and sign up for our daily newsletter. You'll get the latest updates on this fast-moving story from CNN journalists around the globe. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Deepak Chopra is known for many things, but meditation obviously is something that people really follow you for as well. And I've had the privilege of having you spend some time guiding me through meditation and breathing exercises, and it's really helped me in my life. And I wonder if you might be able to share something quick with our audience today, Deepak.
Okay, so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just stop for the moment and sit quietly. You don't need to close your eyes. You can keep your eyes half open, what are called soft eyes. Be aware of the space that you're engulfed by. And as you're sitting comfortably, start to observe your breath. And do that without manipulating it for a few seconds. And now slow it down. The way you slow it down is you inhale deeply to the count of six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Pause. One, two. Now exhale to the count of four. One, two, three, four. Once again, inhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Pause. One, two. Exhale. One, two, three, four. So just practice this. Six, two, four breathing for a couple of minutes. And then when you're done with that, bring your awareness into your body. And wherever there seems to be any discomfort, just bring the awareness there without manipulating it. Awareness by itself heals. Awareness without conceptual intervention restores self-regulation. So once again, slow down once in a while. Slow your breath, slow your heart rate down, increase resilience, practice body awareness. And the more you are aware of the subtle nuances in your body and favor those choices that bring comfort to your body, automatically you will enhance your ability to regulate your emotions and also influence your biology.
Thank you. I didn't even realize how much I needed that. Thank you very much, Deepak.
Thank you.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.